Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. On this September 18th, 2025, have your host, James, here. We're joined by our great friend, Jen McNally, natural resource groundwater educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Jen, always good hanging out with you. You know how much I enjoy not only hanging out with you, but learning with you, and I know the audience does, too.
Thanks, James.
You don't really do like average topics. You don't really do things where we're going to go into something that I think people have heard before or anything. You're picking a topic today that I think is very universal.
Yeah.
But just doing a quick read of this, I think you got a lot of stuff in here that is common knowledge.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, we wanted to, you know, time of the year, I always try and think about what information people might need or might want to know. And so that's how we settled on today's topic, which is fall well maintenance and plumbing.
Yeah, which is only getting to be a bigger and bigger topic as we go on and we see the flooding happening in parts of our state, even here locally in Rapids. I know my parents, anytime they're going to see a lot of rain, they start to worry.
Yeah,
it's something to think about.
That's a great point. I didn't even think of that. So I appreciate that.
It's covering bases with you. That's all we do. It's a team effort here. But yeah, as the cold weather is beginning to move in, we're going to hopefully prepare some people, help people be prepared a little better.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, that time of year where people are out there doing yard work and stuff. And so it's a great time of year to also just take stock of the situation. So a lot of what we're probably going to talk about today really is highly applicable for those people who live in more rural areas and have a private well. But we'll also touch on a couple topics for those that live in the city, too. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, no matter what, it's a great time, like you said, before the cold settles in to take a look at your plumbing and your well situation to find out if everything is in good working order. That's really something that we want people to do at least once a year.
Mm-hmm. And this is a perfect time to do that. And Jen, are there like tips for fall plumbing that you have maybe?
Yeah. So the big one is if people have a private well, really one thing that we want folks to do is to really take a close look at their well cap. So most people who have a private well will have a pipe anywhere from 2 to 3 feet, typically, that's sticking out above the ground. And that pipe should have a secure well cap located on the top of it. And what we want folks to do is to take a close look, not only at the cap, but also at the pipe. Are there any cracks in it? Have you run it over with a lawnmower recently and damaged it?
I've done that.
Exactly.
I'll be honest, I've done that.
You know, make sure that cap should have screws in it. Make sure that those screws are there and that cap is tight on the top. And then one place that a lot of folks don't look on the underside of that well cap, there are usually one or two small screens that allow like pressure to change within that well. Sometimes those screens get knocked out of place. And so we want folks to kind of either get down below it and look, or to even feel, are those screens still in place? Are there any holes or anything like that? I personally had a private well in a different home that I lived in, and those screens were missing, and we didn't know that until we had our water quality tested and had a bacteria issue, and come to find out ants had gotten into our well and caused this bacteria issue, and everything looked fine, but we really hadn't taken that really close inspection. So, you know, it's a good reason for people to take a close look.
All great tips. Especially so many of these things, and this is not a judgment thing. We all do this to a degree with certain things.
Oh,
it's there. It's good.
Right?
You know, it's already in place. I don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah.
There's a lot to think about. There's a lot to do around a home. It's understandable that certain things might get missed or just not thought about even. I appreciate you bringing attention to some of this, and especially the detail to it, because the screens, like I thought I was hanging with you on the cap and seal. My dad is pretty good about that and keeping an eye on it. He really got me and my brother and sister to look for those things. But ooh, the screen, I didn't think about that. That's good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And sometimes folks don't even know where that well is located on their property. So that's always a good thing too, that if you're like, huh, I really don't even know where that pipe is, it's a good chance to go out and try and locate it, or to differentiate it from your septic system too. If you live out in the country, you'll have some observation pipes for your septic system. And a lot of times those two things can be confused with each other because they both have caps. Mm-hmm. And it's also a great time of year to go out and take a look at your septic system, too. Make sure the caps are there on those and that your septic tank lid is locked down and that you're maintaining your annual maintenance on your septic system that you should also be doing. So good chance for both of those. One other thing that we encourage people to do with that pipe, you know, and I think it's especially pertinent as we're doing yard work and stuff, is we really want to make sure that we also don't have a bunch of like vegetation around that pipe or piled on top of it. And that we're also thinking about when it comes time for snow, which knock on wood, we're not dealing with yet, that we're not piling snow on top of that pipe as well, because that vegetation can encourage, you know, different rodents or, you know, insects or whatever else to take up habitat there. Snow carries a lot of different stuff with it, which is not good for our water. And so we just want to make sure that we're, you know, maintaining a clear space around that well pipe. In addition, we also want to take a look if your well is closer to your home, that where your downspouts are coming from and where those downspouts are directing water to. If you have water directly flowing towards that well pipe, that's not a great thing in terms of like bacteria. Bacteria loves like moist, wet conditions to grow in. And so if you have standing water pooling around that well pipe or flowing towards it, that's just asking for potential for bacteria growth. So those are also things that we want people to kind of be aware of and where water is going.
Really good idea about checking where those downspouts are directed. That's a really good one to it, too. And all these things are, I wouldn't, you know, depending on where your well is located and stuff, this is a case-by-case basis, certainly. But I don't think anything that you've suggested or brought up right now is really, you know, arm-breaking or anything. It's not a huge task. And the payoff is so worth it.
Right. It's more of a safety precaution thing, you know, keeping trouble from happening. You know, there was a survey done for folks who were, you know, looking at addressing potential issues, and the cost savings by doing it upfront is just huge compared to what you have to go through after the fact. If there is an issue in place.
And it's a great segue into what I wanted to ask next. And in part, you know, we do this show for our listeners and everything. Every once in a while, there's something that I'm saying directly to my father. And while my dad doesn't have a well, if he did, I would have to remind him that he should not try to tackle it himself. He should not try to fix. Duct tape is not going to fix this one, Jim.
No.
It's not going to do it.
And that's hilarious because I actually know a specific well that I drive by every day on the way to work that has got duct tape wrapped around it. So I have got this mental picture of exactly what you're talking about in my head. No, wells are one of those things. Like, I appreciate DIY to your heart's content. Wells are one of those things. If you do have an issue, don't fix it yourself. Don't try. This is a place for licensed professionals to do. In fact, every time you open up a well cap, you're really running the risk of introducing bacteria. And so, and the state actually has a rule in place that if that well cap is opened and work is done on the well, they have to be doing a test
for
bacteria and stuff afterwards. And while there really probably isn't going to be somebody checking up to make sure that's done, it's a great rule of thumb. Just because, you know, it is something that you're directly consuming. And so really for your own safety, that's best left to the professionals.
And when you do have well problems, reaching out to our DNR, reaching out to is there certain places we should go?
Yeah. So two great resources. DNR maintains a list of certified well professionals across the entire state. If you want something locally, the Wood County Planning and Zoning Office also maintains a list of well professionals that work in the area commonly. So both great resources to go to find those folks.
Speaking with our good friend Jen McNally from UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Jen, you mentioned this a little bit before, that this is also a good time to be checking their septics and some of that.
Yeah. So, you know, septic maintenance is required and an inspection is required every 3 years by the county and state. So just making sure that you're on that routine of maintaining your septic system and having it inspected. If you are not sure where you are, you can call the Planning and Zoning Office and they can let you know where you're at in that inspection process. And then if you have a septic tank, you should be having that pumped routinely as well. So I do think it's ironic that we're sponsored by Crockett Septic today. So it's a great reminder.
It's wonderful. That's what. Well done. Well done by you.
As well, which is great.
And what a cool resource that they're able to help you, like, especially if you're a new owner of a home or something. Yeah. And that's just one of those bits of information that got lost in the shuffle, that they're able to help you know, hey, we were able to check it two years ago or whatever it might be.
Yeah, exactly. And know where you're at, because that is one of those things, especially if you're not used to having a septic in a well, that can be a pretty steep learning curve for folks to try and figure out and find information. DNR, Department of Health Services, all have great basic information on how to learn about mm-hmm. both your septic and your well, which I encourage people to do, to take the time. They're pretty cool systems.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
So. And as far as things to look for when checking it out, the cracks or that, yep. that might be in place or something like that?
Yep. You want to just, you know, for both wells and septics, again, cracks, anything that looks like it's damaged, making sure that caps and lids are in place and like your septic tank lid is locked down. That's required in state statute. If you do stumble across something, it is not uncommon, especially in our rural areas, to stumble across an old septic system mm-hmm. or an old well that's no longer being used. And those things, in that case, we really want to make sure that we're getting those taken care of and out of the landscape. So for wells, we want to make sure that they're properly filled and sealed. Wells are like an unused well without a well cap. Just think about it. It's an open pipe. It's a direct conduit right down to your drinking water or local water resources. And so the possibilities for contamination really significantly increase. And frankly, the same thing happens for like an unused septic system, an unused tank. I mean, we still have in certain situations, pit wells, not only the risk for contamination, some of those larger cisterns that are out there are really kind of dangerous for folks too. And so that same list of certified well professionals are going to have folks that can fill and seal those wells as well. And the cool thing, when it comes to like filling and sealing wells, the County Land Conservation Department actually occasionally, depending on the budget, has money to cost share that because it's considered a best management practice. Mm-hmm. So if it's something you stumble across on your property and like, look, I really want to get this taken care of, definitely reach out to the Wood County Land and Water Conservation Department. Or if you're in a different county listening, reach out to your own Land Conservation Department, because there may be funds available to help mm-hmm. pay for that.
It's
really cool.
It's awesome that they're doing it. Very yeah. smart that they're yeah. doing that. It's really cool to hear. And something that always good to remind people about, especially that I don't know that that's common knowledge either. Another one of those bits of information I was talking about. Are there signs or indications of an unused well that we should keep an eye out for?
Yeah, absolutely. So for, you know, obvious one, pipe sticking out of the ground that you don't know what the heck they go to. That's yes, usually a good
that.
One,
we've
right?
Seen that.
On old farms, a lot of times the old windmills that you see, those are usually connected to a well of some sort, because those windmills were used to help pump the water out of the ground.
Yeah.
So that's usually a good telltale sign.
Just between you and I just learned that.
See,
I did not know.
Go,
oh my
right?
gosh, that's
so
awesome.
Now you're going to be driving around all over the place and yes. be like, hey, I bet I know what
yep.
that's for,
yep.
right? Old buildings, houses, they typically have a well associated with them. So if it's an abandoned, you know, building of some sort on your property, definitely check it out. Depressions in the ground. And then if you stumble across like a concrete tank or vault or pit. Sometimes they have like lumber or metal that's been dragged over the top of them. Or even what I've seen too in certain cases is almost like a depression or a sinkhole, and people can't figure out why the land is like subsiding or sinking there. We don't naturally really have sinkholes in this area. So if that's occurring, there's usually a sign that there's something underground buried there. Great example of this is in Portage County, right by the county building. Their parking lot actually had a sinkhole.
Wow.
Come to find out, there was old underground tanks there that nobody knew existed.
That's wild.
So, yeah.
And we would like to also remind people, and I think you might have mentioned this before, or maybe it's just we've mentioned it a number of times, but there is really not a bad time to for a water test. This is a perfect opportunity to do that.
Yeah, while you're out and about, I'm always going to plug that when we're on here. At least annually, if you have a private well, have it tested for bacteria and nitrate. Those are the two biggies. But the more you test for, always the better.
So. As we are gearing up for this colder weather, there are certain things that we want to do for our pumps and pipes to help them do their job and everything. Yeah. So winterizing them is another part of this.
Yeah. If you have piping that's exposed, especially in like an older hand pump, sometimes we'll see that that might be used for outdoor watering or watering livestock or animals. Those are susceptible. You know, water is very powerful when it freezes. So we want to make sure that any exposed pipes or plumbing or pumps are being properly winterized, emptying the water out of those the best that you can, wrapping them up in some type of cover or pipe insulation. Always really good to keep those. If you have outdoor hoses, disconnecting those is good, and draining them to make sure that when that water freezes, because it will at some point, it doesn't expand and cause damage at the same time.
You know, I've never lived anywhere, Jen, where there was a sprinkler system. And so I'm curious about that one. What about something like that? I don't think that that's one of those ones we think of very often.
Yeah, no, unless you're really used to having a sprinkler system, that's the same type of thing in those pumps and plumbing as well. At the end of the year, towards the end of the year, those should be really disconnected from the water source. And then either drained using gravity, or they should be blown out using an air compressor. This is one of those things that if you're familiar with a sprinkler system, you can probably do yourself. If you're not, I would also encourage contacting a professional, because you can cause some damage. And you don't want to do that to your sprinkler system.
Yeah.
Good reminder to make sure to get all the zones of your sprinkler system. Mm-hmm. So if your sprinkler system is set to go off in different zones, make sure you're getting each one as well. And that's going to pay off in the long run and, you know, increase the longevity of your system. So
another thing that does with that, and again, something that you kind of touched on there, is locating your shutoff valve. Yeah. And making sure to shut that puppy down.
Yeah. Always good to know. You know, this one really isn't critical for necessarily winterizing, but you know, it's always good because that you know where your water shutoff valve is, because otherwise it's going to come time for that emergency and then you're going to be trying to locate it, and that's never the time you want to try and find of things. So that's always good just to know in the back of your mind, and if you're out there doing all this other stuff, you might as well.
Hopefully it's not something that you ever need to know in an urgent moment, but boy, it's great information to have when
right,
you do.
Exactly. And it's usually in those critical times, you know, or the aftermath after, you know, you have a pipe freezing situation, and when things start to thaw, you know, that's not the time that you're generally thinking about locating it. So always good to know.
Water is awesome. Water is amazing. We are made up of water. Our planet is made up of water. And I think because of some of those things, we don't always think about it being dangerous and the dangers of it. I've actually talked a lot about this with a lot of our members of the Y, and encouraging their parents to get young kids swimming lessons.
Yes.
And those things. It's very similar to me, the topics. You know, we love water. It's great. I'm a Pisces. Of course I love water. But, you know, it's one of those things to keep in mind with this stuff, because the damage water can do is unlike few things.
Right.
You know, doing these things, going through this, is going to make you a better winner, give you a much better winner.
Yeah, exactly. And so the other one that we want folks to do if you're out there walking around is also just to take a look at your foundations, see if there's wet or standing water, because, of course, when it gets colder and that freezes, that's going to cause issues for you. If you can remedy that while it's still warm out, that's a much more pleasant experience for folks. If you've got those downspouts, directing them away from your house will save you a lot of heartache somewhere down the road. So, you know, checking both interior and exterior is really helpful in those cases as well.
Jen, we've covered a lot today, and we always encourage our listeners out there that if they have follow-up questions or just want to know more about some of these things, if they could reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, for sure. So if they're interested in contacting me, I am a great resource for all sorts of different information, and if I don't know it, I can find the person who does. So they can Google me and find my email online on our website for Wood County UW Extension, or they're always more than welcome to just give our office a jingle. And that number is 715-421-8440.
Always appreciate the time, Jen. Thank you. Again, that website, extension.wisc.edu. And be sure to follow them on social media and share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. And looking forward to hanging out again real soon, Jen. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks, James.
Thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic for sponsoring another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.